But now we're going to change pace again. We were talking to Crime Stoppers before, and just remember, if you have got anything that you can report, there's a lot more of us than what there are the police out there. So if you get the opportunity and you think something's not right, give them a ring on 1800 333 000. That's 1800 333 000. Or go to Crime Stoppers Victoria online at crimestoppersvic.com.au. That's crimestoppersvic.com.au, because very often it's we can look after each other. But we're going to be talking now for Hillsville Probus. Now, I did say that we'd have a couple of ladies here, but one was sick and the other one couldn't come. So we've got Gary, always a very able person to talk to. And how are you, Gary?
I'm very good. Thanks, Alan.
Good to have you, Gary. Now, let's talk a bit about Hillsville Probus. We had you in, I think, last year, and you're in the process of rebuilding it. The numbers have got down a bit. So how's it going, Gary?
Yeah, very good, Alan. As you know, we used to be a men's club, and
yep.
2 years ago we became a combined club, and very fortunate we've had a lot of women joining our club, and we have a meeting tomorrow, a general meeting, and we'll be inducting 4 new women into the club.
Gary, can I just ask you, why so many women as opposed to men? Is it that there are more widows around, or do you know how you can get more women than men?
I think women are more sociable than men. I think men, after they retire, they sit at home, maybe watching TV or whatever. But I know there are a lot of men that get out there and join the men's shed and join our club and Lions Club and that, and Rotary.
Yep.
But I think that I don't really think there's more widows than widowers. I think it's just that maybe women are more active.
More motivated to get
out there. Motivated, yes.
Because one of the things that in the next hour I've got dementia care, because it is Dementia Week coming up, and I know that on this program I'm often talking about people need to, particularly once they've retired. I mean, very often we all go to work and you've with other people, and so your mind's ticking over all the time in whatever job you do, but it's very easy to fall into the trap when you retire and sit and do nothing. And I know this lady is going to be talking about we need to get up and do things. So,
yeah.
I mean, the likes of Probus and Lions are great organisations to join, aren't they?
Oh, of course. I've been in Probus 17 years this year.
Have you?
I used to live in Coldstream and moved to Hillsville, and one of my friends, Garth, he said, "You got to join Probus." I didn't even know what Probus was.
Did you?
And so 17 years later, I've been president twice, I've been secretary for 2 years, I've done tours and outings, I'm doing speakers for the club now, so I've really enjoyed it. Met a lot of lovely people. And
so let's just delve into this a little bit further, because one of the things, and I know Rotary and probably Lions have to, part of their charter is to fundraise, but as I understand Probus, you don't have to worry about fundraising. It's all about fun, isn't it?
Probus is, that's correct, it's all about fun, and we don't raise money, like you said. We're just, there's no religion or politics involved. We're just solely a social club.
So, Gary, how often do you meet?
We meet once a month. Tomorrow's the meeting tomorrow, a general meeting. So anybody out there is quite welcome to join us.
Yep.
We meet at 10 o'clock in the morning at St. Bridges Hall.
Yep.
That's 15 High Street, Hillsville.
Yep.
And we start the meeting at 10 o'clock. We start off with a guest speaker, and that goes for about an hour. Then we have morning tea. That goes for about a half an hour, and then we have a business session for half an hour.
Yep. So it's all over by about lunchtime?
Yes, yeah. You can go home and have after morning tea, you can go home and have lunch.
Have lunch.
But the ideals of Probus, like I say, we're just a social group, and the ideals of Probus, it's for, as you know, it's for active retirees, semi-retiree people. It keeps your mind active. You're having a social connection. You're actually a good way of making new friends, expanding your interests, learning new skills. and yeah, actually you're meeting like-minded people.
So what sort of age group, Gary, what would your youngest member be and your oldest member be?
Well, I think at the moment most of them are in their 70-plus, so
yeah.
I was one of the youngest members when I joined. I think it was only 58, so I was quite young. So
had you retired by then, had you?
Yeah, I actually retired. I was lucky I was able to retire at a younger age, so
gee, that's all right.
Good. So, but I wanted to keep active,
yep.
Keep the mind active, like you said. And
yep.
I've always been in community groups.
Have you?
Back, I originally came from Canada.
Yep.
I lived in New Zealand for about a year, came back. I was married in New Zealand, came back.
Right.
I moved to Bayswater and I didn't know anybody coming here. So I heard about an Apex Club.
Yep.
And I found out where this fella lived who was in the Apex Club. So I knocked on his door.
Yep.
I said, I want to join Apex. And he just about fell over because usually, you know, it's hard trying to get members. So I was 16 years in Apex.
Were you?
And you had to actually retire when you were 40. They gave you a walking stick.
Yeah.
I should have kept it because I could use it now, I think.
Because that happened with, that's how Rotary and Lions picked up new members, didn't they? Because
that's especially,
you just had to get out.
Especially Healesville.
Yeah.
A lot of them that joined Rotary were old Apexians.
Were they?
But the building you're in now, this building here now,
yep.
That was where Apex used to have their meetings.
Is it?
Healesville Apex Club. And when they folded, we inherited the building from them. So, that's fortunate for you.
Fortunate for us. So, Gary, what would be the best thing that's happened to you since you joined Probus?
Really, I think the number one is relationships.
Yep.
I've met some lovely people. Unfortunately, some have passed away.
Yep.
Some have moved. But I think it's the relationships that you build with the club.
Yep.
And, you know, you just meet some lovely people. And you learn a lot from those people too, because they bring knowledge with them, they bring wisdom with them. So, you know, you gain a lot because we're here to learn and, as you know, to have experiences. So it's a great way, by joining a club, you'll get that education.
All right, I'm going to take a quick break and we'll be back with more. And at about 1:55, Gary will give you all the contact details and also about the meeting tomorrow. So have your pen and paper ready and away we go.
Smile and you dress so fine.
And that was Billy Ocean and Love Really Hurts Without You. And we're talking to Gary, and he's talking to us about the Healesville Probus. Gary, I interviewed somebody only a couple of months ago, and we're talking about, you've just been talking about the friendships you make and that. I just want to explore that a little bit more. And they'd moved up here to the Yarra Valley from down the city. They were semi-retired. And they said, you know, the first thing that made me really feel at home was when I was down the street and someone called out my name. Because up until then, nobody knew me. I could go into the shops, I'd leave home, I'd go do the shopping, and nobody would talk to me other than the checkout chick who'd say, how are you today, and really didn't care.
Yeah.
So that's obviously a very big part of whether you're joining Lions or Probus or anything, to be actually feel as though you're part of an organisation, and it makes you feel, and I'm thinking particularly now of people who have worked in the city, lived in the city, retired out the Yarra Valley, but even the ones who've lived in the Yarra Valley, very often they've gone away to work first thing in the morning, they come home at night. So, I mean, that's what this person said to me. The first time somebody said to me, called out my name, I thought, I've arrived.
Yeah. Well, Alan, I can go down to Coles for a quick shop. It's like 10, 15 minutes. I'm there for about an hour. You know, I bump into people from Provis or Lions or table tennis or other community groups that I know. So, no, it's great. You can catch up with some people you haven't seen for a while and see how they're going and what they're up to.
And that's good for you and good for them.
Yeah, I think so. Like, we've got one lady that's looking at joining our Probus Club, Lynn, and I asked her why she wants to join Probus. She said, I'm lonely.
Good point.
So, and I thought, well, she's found the right club for that.
Yeah, terrific. All right, so let's find out a little bit about how Probus started. Like, it's been going on for a fair while.
It has actually been going for a long time. It started off in England.
Did it?
In 1965. Rotary International decided to start up a social club for active retirees, semi-retiree people. As you know, Rotary is a service club where they raise money and it's a business club.
Yep.
So the first club was 1965. It was called Campus Club.
Yep.
1966, they started a club called Probus.
Yep.
And Probus actually means... The name Probus, P-R-O, means professional, and B-U-S means business.
Yep.
So back in those days, there were a lot of business people, but now anybody could join.
Yep.
So, and then in 1974, they expanded down to the Southern Hemisphere. New Zealand opened up a club, 1974.
Yep.
1976, it came to the Rotary Club of Hundreds Hill in Sydney.
Came into Sydney first.
The Rotary Club of Hunters Hill opened up a Probus Club in 1976.
Yep.
So at the moment in Australia there's...
Do you know when it came to Melbourne, to Victoria?
Victoria? Well, I know our club is 40 years old in 1st of May, so we're 1985.
Yep.
But I think there's some clubs out there that are close to 45 years in Victoria.
Yeah.
So after Sydney,
they
started opening up all over the place. So currently there's about 1,600 clubs in Australia.
Is it 1,600? Gee, that's all
1,600,
right.
1,600 or close to about 120,000 members. We're expanding. We're Probus is in 23 countries around the world.
Because more and more people are retiring too, aren't they, and getting into the older age group?
Well, this is it. So we're in Canada, United States, of course, England.
Yep.
And so I think there's roughly 4,000 Probus clubs around the world with over 400,000 members. So they're expanding. So I think people just want to get out there and enjoy their...
And we want to encourage people to get out, but because, as I said, I'm sure this lady in the next hour is going to be talking about people who are just sitting at home after retirement. It's not a good outcome for anyone.
No. Well, Alan, even scientific fact, Yep. It's proven a scientific fact that people belonging to clubs live longer because you're keeping the mind active and keeping the body active too. And, you know, like we have a lot of activities in our club people can get involved in. And
I just want to come back to that. I've just got to take a quick break and then we'll come back because that's the very next thing I wanted to find out.
Yeah, okay.
Welcome back to Community Connections. We talked to Gary and we've been talking about the Hillsville Probus. All right, Gary, so let's talk about, you've got some other things that you want to tell us about that people can do through the club. But before we start, tomorrow, I think you said.
Yeah, that's right.
Tomorrow. Righto, so we rock up at 10 o'clock. I know you briefly mentioned to us, so what happens? And you've got a guest speaker tomorrow. Who is it? Can you just run us through what would happen on a normal Thursday?
So a normal Thursday, some of us get there very early in the morning to set up the hall, St. Bridget's Hall. And 10 o'clock, we have the speaker. And then after the speaker, we have morning tea.
Who's your guest speaker tomorrow?
Tomorrow we actually have Tally Fletcher. She's a lawyer with Yarra Valley Legal.
Oh, she advertises here.
Yeah, she looks like. Yep. I met them. I called in last week to just confirm that they were coming, and lovely people that work there. And so Tally's coming with her husband, Stephen, I think it is.
Yep.
And she's going to go over some key topics.
Mainly to
like
do with
guardianship and administrative, family provision claims, joint proprietors and tenants in common, complex wills. Some of those can get very complex.
Yep, sure can.
Probate, power of attorney, and what is a will?
Yep.
And there's one I've got to ask her about. I've got to find out about the difference between trust and a will.
Yep. So we would actually talk that on our legal hour this month when we had our legal hour in. So, Gary, apart from, she sounds like she'd be really good. I'll ask you something about that later on. I don't want to distract myself. All right, so you also said there are other things that you can do through Probus. Do you want to just run those through us, please?
Yes, we've got some good activities for the club, and by having new members, they bring new ideas to the club. So they might think of starting up something interesting that they want to do, and if enough people are interested, we could start a group.
Yep. So you talk. This is not on that necessary that day. Like it could be another day.
It could be another day.
Go off and do walking or something.
Yeah, we do that. Like some of the activities we have. We have a bushwalking group on the fourth Thursday. Usually it's a 20-kilometer walk.
Gee.
For the fit people.
Yep.
And for the ones that aren't as fit, aren't as fit, it's called the strolling bones.
The what?
The strolling bones.
Oh, strolling bones.
And you hear them creaking along the street. And it's a one-hour walk with a coffee afterwards. Coffee's very important afterwards. We have a fishing group.
Oh,
and that's the fish the first Tuesday of the month, so they go all over the place. Their favourite place is Eildon Pondage up there.
Yeah.
And I think they've been stocking a lot of trout in a lot of the...
Have they?
Even in Hillsville, down at the lake down in Don Road, they're putting fish in, trout. Lilydale Lake, all over the place. So hopefully they'll catch some fish when they start back.
Yep.
We're having an informal coffee group, and they meet at 10:30 a.m. each Monday at the RSL in Hillsville.
And these groups, well, particularly, say, that coffee group, like they don't have a guest speaker or anything. It's just,
just
a social day. Yeah.
Yeah, they're trying to solve all the world's problems, you know.
Sounds good.
And we have Barb Hegarty, who runs the arthritis group.
Yep.
And we're very, very fortunate to have Barb join our group.
Yep.
And she does tours and outings. And she does a fantastic job. She gets grants. And one of the last ones we had was the Werribee Zoo. Mackenzie Buss. We went out there, had a nice time. And
be good. Yeah, so it's not just necessarily stuff in Hillsville. Like, you get out and about,
too,
don't you?
Oh, we do, yeah. We've been up to, you know, like Sugarloaf Dam, Badger Creek Weir. We've been on a cruise of the Port Phillip Bay.
True.
We've gone over some, what is it, Docklands, over to Port Arlington. So, you know, we get around, for sure.
I mean, that's true. And that's all on top of your normal month. So you could get together almost three or four times a month, couldn't you?
Yeah. And I think the secret is you get out of your comfort zone too.
Yeah.
Because a lot of places I've been to, I would have never gone there. I did tours and outings for a couple of years, and like the Army Tank Museum in Pacapeño. You know, I did that, and down in Phillip Island, New Haven, the National Vietnam Veterans Museum.
Oh, that's a terrific place, isn't it?
And the MCG and the Sports Museum, they had...
You can do tours there, can you?
Was this?
The MCG.
Yeah, it was fantastic. We had a great tour guide. It was supposed to go for an hour, and it went for an hour and a half, and he was just fantastic. Shane Warne, back then in the Sports Museum, they had a hologram of Shane Warne, and he spoke for about 15 minutes or something. And you think it was a real person there. The National Vietnam Museum in Phillip Island, that was a hologram that came on.
Yep.
And he spoke 18 minutes on Australia's activities in Vietnam.
Yeah.
And it was just fantastic. Places I would have never gone to before.
Yeah.
So it's just fantastic, really.
Well, and it also, as we're talking about, it's people up off the couch and doing stuff too, and you're doing it with a group. When you go, you go.
But like I was saying before, it's you meet some great people, and you get lifelong friendship, and, you know, it's it's one of the main things that I think joining a club, and you're keeping your mind active, like you said before.
And obviously with your guest speakers, you're learning new things all the time. Oh, so yeah.
I had, it was just outside the library a couple of months ago, there's three people from the council, two ladies and a fella,
yeah.
And Tom Alexander, he was with the council, and I was talking to him, and he was passionate about housing and homelessness in the Yarra Valley. So I got him to come along last month as a guest speaker, and he was just fantastic. He did a PowerPoint presentation, very good speaker. He was so passionate about what he was talking about, and and people commented, well, what a great speaker.
Terrific. All right, we've got to take a quick break. David Oat, if you're listening, we've got Kylie Minogue coming up. That was Kylie Minogue and The Locomotion. That was a song that was in three different decades. Little Piggy Marsh, I think, did it the first time. Kylie Minogue, and I can't think who did it the third, but definitely been in three decades, has been a hit. Now, Gary, just talking off air, you were saying that through Probus you can get a decent deal on travelling insurance.
That's correct, Alan. One of the benefits is that we have, say you're travelling overseas, you can actually get travel insurance through Probus South Pacific.
Right.
Their head office is in Parramatta and New South Wales.
Do you have a world head office? I should have asked you that. Or is, I know Parramatta is Australian. Is there, like, I know Lions and I think Lions, and I know Rotary have got their head office in Chicago. Probus doesn't necessarily have a world head office?
For New Zealand and Australia.
Yep.
It's Probus South Pacific in Parramatta, the Southern Hemisphere.
Yep.
So I don't know about the Northern Hemisphere.
That's fair enough.
Yep. Well, with the existing, with the travel insurance, it covers existing medical conditions. So if you had a heart operation or if you had serious operations done, what you have to do is you have to go to your doctor and you have to get approval that you can travel overseas.
Yep.
And insurance is a lot cheaper than a lot of people wouldn't be able to get travel insurance.
Well, to say, because with some of that overseas travel, they won't give you insurance if you've got an existing medical condition, will they?
There was one member, he's not with us anymore. He was over in Europe and he landed up in the hospital and it cost $10,000. Yeah. And luckily insurance paid for it all. Imagine going to America and it costs you $10,000 a day.
Yeah. Well, they say in America, if you haven't got insurance, one stay in hospital will break you for the rest of your life.
Yeah. So it's very, very important. A lot of people actually, I shouldn't say they just don't, they don't just join for our insurance, but it's very good benefit.
Yep. Now, we're going to come back to Probus, and Gary will give you all the contact details and how you can find out more about it, and we'll just run through what's going to happen tomorrow as well. Gary, now I've got you here, I would be very remiss if I didn't ask you about lions, because I know you're a lion, you've been a lion for a long while. So I guess you're always looking for new members. Give us a bit of a spiel as to why we should join Lions.
Well, I've been in Lions about 14 years this year.
Yep.
But I've always, like I said in the past, I've been in service clubs like Apex. Yep. But I think it's great to be able to give back to your community. And I think it's very important that we enrich our community that we're in.
Yep.
And we have a lot of fun along the way.
And that's something I just wanted you to get onto too, is a part we've been talking about Probus, you know, how you meet people down the street and all that, but it's very important for people in Lions and service clubs that they can really make some really good friends too, can't they?
Well, they do, for sure. Yep. But not just in our club. You know, I go to zone meetings a month ago, went up to Marysville, and you meet members from, like, Eildon, Alexandra, Marysville, and you can meet clubs from all over the place. You can go to district conventions. We've got one coming up in October in Shepparton. We've got 64 clubs in our district, so you can catch up with people you haven't seen for a while. So it's a big organisation, a huge organisation, and you know, I'm grateful that I joined. Because like you said, I've met some lovely people and we have a great club.
Yep.
We're getting some younger members, which they bring new ideas into the club. And you need a balance, young and probably mature. I don't like to use that other word, OLB.
No.
So we get ideas from the younger people and they get ideas from the mature members in the club. So.
Very good. We should mention that on this site where we are at 9 to Lilydale Road, Hillsville, there's the op shop.
Yeah, we have a great op shop and we've got some great volunteers. And we have one lady, Christine, she puts things on our Facebook page advertising the goodies we have in the op shop and sales are just improving all the time.
I buy plenty of CDs.
It's getting better and better every month. So they're doing a fantastic job. We just love them and... That's all, like I said, is our main fundraising. And we're so fortunate to not have to pay rent and what we did on the main street.
The other side of it, the money that you're raising is going back into community into projects, isn't it?
Well, we just donated money to the Yerkland Primary School. They've got a camp coming up in October and they didn't have enough money. So. You know, really good. I get a bit emotional talking about it, but it's great if you can help these schools and different community groups.
Absolutely. All right, let's take a quick break, and then we're going to be back, and Gary's going to tell you how to join these great clubs.
I'm
And what I must say, and we had to take a break a bit too quick there, was that with Lions and Rotary, anything you put in, you'll get more back out of the friendship and the fun you have in these groups. So it's well worth joining any of those sorts of groups. But anyway, we're talking about Probus. That's what we came to talk about. Gary, just give us a quick reminder. Tomorrow down at St Bridges Hall, you've got a guest speaker?
Yes, we've got a guest speaker, Telly Fletcher at the Yarra Valley Legal.
Yep.
And she's bringing her husband around, Steve.
She doesn't trust support. You blokes.
No. No, I think she needs support. Like I was saying, 2 years ago, we became a combined club.
Yep.
Because what happened over COVID, there were two ladies clubs that folded.
Yep.
The Hillsville Ladies Club and the Valley Ladies. They couldn't get committee people on the committee, so... And we were just a men's club back in those days, so we thought it was very important to have both genders in the club, so we opened it up to women, and we're going to induct, I think, three new members tomorrow, so...
Women seem to bring a calming effect into some of these groups too, don't they?
No, I think so. Look, they're a lot prettier than the men, that's for sure.
They wouldn't be hard with some of them. But anyway, at least we're off the track. All right, so tomorrow it's at 10 o'clock, St Bridges?
St Bridges Hall, 15 High Street.
Yep. So what's the cost if I want to come along tomorrow?
As a guest, you could just come along and there's no charge for a guest.
All right.
You can attend three meetings without worrying about paying and just get an idea of what Probus is all about. Yep.
All right, we're a bit excited about this. How are we going to find out more, Gary?
Well, you could ring up myself. 0418.
Hang on, 0418.
383933. Well, we have our membership man, Bruce Thompson, and he's 0439-382-987.
87, that's Bruce, yep.
Yep.
And do you have a website or a Facebook page or what, Gary?
We actually don't have a website, but if you Google Hillsville Probus Club,
yep.
There's a bit of information on our Probus Club that you'll see.
Yep.
Star Mail's written a few articles and things like that.
And you've got a Facebook page, haven't you? Didn't you mention that before someone was doing that for you?
That's Lions.
Oh, is it? Oh, sorry, I got the wrong one.
Well, I'm just saying... We love to have new members in our Probus Club because that's the only way the club's going to survive.
Yep.
By having new members, and that's Probus and Lions Club. We need new members too because I feel that it's needed in the community.
Yep.
Service clubs are needed, and even the op shop, we need volunteers. We're always looking for volunteers. Even if you just want to call into the op shop, have a cup of tea with the volunteers there and find out what's involved.
They're a great lot. I poke Ned in there every Wednesday.
So if you want to call in and, you know, they're lovely people there.
They never give me a cup of tea, though.
Well, I don't know.
No, that's fine. Look, Gary, it's been terrific having you in. I mean, it's as I say, we've got to get people off the couch. And there is a temptation when people retire. And I guess the other thing, too, do you ever looking for guest speakers for Probus?
I'm always looking for guest speakers.
Yep.
Maybe with my background, sales background.
Yep.
I know how to approach them. The fellow that does our newsletter, Michael, he said, don't they run away when they see you coming? And I said, no, I'm pretty good at catching them. So,
and the reason why I mention that, because very often you've got people who've done very specialised jobs or high-profile jobs, but that any of their experience is just lost if they retire. So it's great to have them along to people like Lions and Probus. So I guess I'm putting out there to, if you've got some sort of special skill or some story to tell,
yep.
I'm sure I'll use Gary's number, 0418 383 933. I'm sure he would love to hear from you, and you may just be able to add something to these groups.
Yeah. Oh, of course. Everybody's got a story to tell.
Yep.
Next month, I've got Phil Stevenson.
Phil
started up the new theatre group in...
He's coming in.
The Hills Act. He actually joined Probits. I saw Alliance. Phil and his wife, Chris, they joined our club last month. So Phil's going to talk about the time he lived in Papua New Guinea, a little an island off of Papua New Guinea called New Britain.
Yeah.
And he lived there for 20 years.
Did he?
He's going to... tell us about his experience living there. So.
I've interviewed Phil before they did their first show, and he's booked in to come before the next show. So it'll be really, I didn't know. He lived in Papua New Guinea for some time.
Yeah. I looked up New Britain. I didn't know where it was.
Yeah.
I looked up on the map and I could see there was an island off of Papua New Guinea, off the main island.
I wonder what he did.
And he said it's very peaceful. We hear a lot of stories about... the main city in Papua New Guinea. Can't think of the name of it at the moment. Port Moresby.
Yeah, Port Moresby. There's
a lot of crime and things like that, but where he was, so it's just beautiful.
I wonder what he did
peaceful.
Up there.
Oh, we'll find out. We'll find out next month.
I must ask him when he comes in, because he's definitely, because they're doing another show that the Hills.
The Butler did it.
That's it?
Yeah, and that's...
He's coming in to tell us all about
the 15th and 16th of November.
Is it?
At the Memorial Hall.
Yeah.
The tickets are selling like hotcakes already, so
they're
doing really, really
in.
Well. That's
better
a plug for the theatre group.
We're fast running out of time, so if you go on to, if you want to talk to Gary, he's an affable man to talk to, 0418 383 933, or if he's tied up, you can talk to Bruce on 0439 382 987. 0439 382 987. Gary, it's great to have you in. We wish you well. We'll certainly talk to you again early next year about Probus, and I hope by then you might have 100 members.
Oh, that'd be nice.
But also remember Lions as well. You can talk to Gary about Lions as well. I've got to go. 1 o'clock news, 2 o'clock news is here, and I'll be back.
Thanks, Alan, for having us.
No worries, thanks.